Go where your customers are. Hey, I'm Ravi Jagapal, and you're listening to CutToTheChase.fm, a show that brings you business, tech, mind, and marketing hacks for entrepreneurs and digital creators. Have you watched the show Better Call Saul? It's a spin-off of the unbelievably iconic show Breaking Bad. So in this spin-off, the main character, Jimmy, specializes in elder law, and he becomes friends with the residents of a senior citizen home. He plays bingo with them, and he turns them all into customers. Now, you could say he's being a bit manipulative there, or you could see the other side of it, which is that Jimmy is actually genuinely interested in the seniors. He cares for them. He wants to protect them and give them the best possible service and make sure no one else rips them off, and he fights for them. And of course, he wants their business too. He gives them a lot of value first before asking them for their business, which is why he is well known in the show and liked and trusted by the senior citizens there. And Jimmy is actually a nice guy in the show as well. So this episode is not about Better Call Saul, but it's about being where your customers are. You should get to know them. You should be able to talk their language. You should understand their problems and frustrations and basically try to empathize with them and try to be in their shoes. So if you want to sell products or services to senior citizens, where else is the best place to go other than a senior citizen's home, right? If you want to sell a toy, you have to be where the kids are, which is why advertisers go nuts spending millions of dollars trying to get a 7-year-old boy called Ryan, who loves trains and cars and toys in general, to endorse their products. This kid has a YouTube channel, and more about that on the next episode. So yeah, if you have a product or service that kids want, you have to advertise where there are millions of kids and their parents. If you want to sell a life insurance policy, you have to go after people between the ages of 25 and 40, or whatever the age range is when people start getting ready to start a family, because life insurance, as you know, is not for you, but it's for the family you will leave behind if something were to happen to you. And if you want to sell business coaching, you have to go after people who are in business, or maybe people who are wanting to start a business. You get my point. Which is why live in-person seminars can charge so much money for a physical booth, because advertisers know that if somebody is spending a lot of time and money for travel and hotel and food to go to a conference in person, then they're probably a highly qualified prospect for that advertiser. So whatever you do, whether it's making food or music or mortgages, go where your customers are. Offer them value first, build trust and influence, and only then make an offer. That's it for today. To listen to older episodes of this show, visit cuttothechase.fm.